every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Fun Friday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot of news to talk about here today. And it's new stuff today. We got SmackDown, which is coming up. Actually, I believe SmackDown is taking place as we speak. We got four matches announced for the show. We're not going to do spoilers on Observer Live. I know that makes people angry. But SmackDown is being taped as we speak, so we'll preview that show. And, of course, we got Lance on the show, and so we can talk about next week's AMC debut. TNA Impact was last night, and they debut on AMC next Thursday. And we got a lot of matches announced for that show, and it is a preview for the Genesis pay-per-view, which is taking place 2 days later. So we'll tell you about that. We've also got yet another class action lawsuit being filed against WWE. We have some notes on a creative team shakeup in WWE, which unfortunately is not NXT. It's SmackDown and Raw. We'll tell you about that. Also, a big announcement. There's going to be a WWE star appearing on the debut, a big name, mind you, of TNA's AMC debut. So we'll tell you about that, as well as Jeff Hardy working injured. WWE, I guess you can say they have their eye on an AEW talent. We got NXT ratings, and some folks are starting to re-sign with New Japan, and plenty more. If you would like to text us here today, we should have time for a few text messages. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email address. And you can also follow me on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Cameo, everybody. It's a Cameo weekend. F4W Online. I'm at Brian Alvarez X in Blue Sky. And I'll be back in a moment with Lance and more Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Right on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today for Fun Friday. We got a lot of news to get into here today. But I guess we can't start with fun news because Elton Prince just noted on social media that he has just gotten neck fusion surgery.
Yeah, I saw the post. I know he hadn't been on in a long time and his partner just got back on television, but the post, he seems to be in relatively good spirits and hopeful of a recovery. But yeah, he had a very serious neck injury, I guess, back in May. And eventually got it diagnosed and had neck fusion surgery and has a recovery ahead of him. So all the best to Elton Prince. Josh Howley, I believe, is his real name because he was a student of mine way back when. He went through SWA. Nice kid.
Yeah, he was really good. Elton Prince. Let's look here. Matches. His last match was against Fraxium, which was in May. May 2nd, Fraxium versus Pretty Deadly. So that would have been the match. Unless somehow he got hurt in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal a month earlier and wrestled with a... I don't think that happened.
If you read the post, he knew immediately that something was wrong.
I mean, All right.
He landed bad, so...
What day was it? What did I say? May?
You said May 2nd. SmackDown.
All right. Let's do...
I didn't want to see the bump.
SmackDown, May 2nd, 2025. Let's see. Fraxium versus Pretty Deadly. Okay, so let's see here. Ah! Okay. Let's see. Our weekly disaster struck, I wrote. Frazier, the running shooting star on Elton. Elton did not kick out, and the ref held up her count. I thought it was Kit's fault, like he was supposed to break up the pin and forgot. But in fact, what happened was on the shooting star, somehow Frazier smashed Elton in the face. He did not kick out because he was trying to figure out if his face was still in one place or one piece.
Oh, I think he caught him with an elbow.
Came up and was bleeding everywhere. Frazier took him to the corner. The ref was asking if he was okay. He was saying yes, but he was clearly hurting. Kitt then hit Frazier with a sit-out powerbomb. The ref counted 1-2. Frazier kicked out, but she hit the mat a third time and screamed 3, but it was not a 3. Everyone looked at each other wondering what was going on. Frazier and Kitt brawled. The ref was furiously talking to them. Axiom then tagged in, and they hit the Spanish Fly Phoenix Splash for the pin. Whoa. So I guess it might have been.
Who did they hit the pin on?
Frazier and Kitt brawled. I'm not sure. Might have been on.
I hope Kitt Wilson.
I don't know. Frazier and Kitt were brawling. Axiom hit the Spanish Fly Phoenix Splash. I'll have to go back and watch the match. Somebody can tell us. I'm sure somebody's looking it up right now. But it could have been the Shooting Star Press that we thought was just a face injury, but instead injured his neck. So, although
I believe in his post, he said he took a bump and landed on his head. Who knows?
So it was a bump. Okay. Well, I'll go back and watch the match later, but that sucks. All the best to him. Hopefully they get it fixed up and he's good to go because, yeah, hate to see anybody get hurt.
Yeah, no kidding. So all the best to Josh.
Alrighty. Well, let's see what else we got here today. That threw me off my game. SmackDown is ongoing right now. It's the show with the three stages of hell match with Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre. We've got the eight-man tag, the Wyatt Six and the MFTs, Trick Williams and Rey Fenix, and they announced that Julia will be defending the U.S. title against Alexa Bliss. So we will not be doing spoilers here on the show. But that three-hour SmackDown does air tonight, if you want to check it out, and we'll talk about that this weekend. On all of the members' shows, including Brian and Vinny, coming up on Sunday, which will be SmackDown and Collision. That's what we'll be reviewing on Sunday night. Collision has the Mark Briscoe Hechicero TNT title match, which I'm very excited about. Also, Commander versus El Clone, and Chris Statlander, Harley Cameron, and Willow Nightingale versus TBA. That is the lineup for this Saturday. And then we've also got one match announced for Raw. So that is Gunther versus AJ Styles. And I bring it up because there was the announcement that AJ Styles is going to be making an appearance on the debut episode of TNA on AMC. No further details on his role, but he is going to be there. He has stated that he would like to do one more match in TNA. So
I'm sure we'll let him if he wants to.
If you think about all of the people that have worked for NXT, AAA, TNA, I don't know why WWE would tell him no. Even if it's just like a tag and he just does a hot tag or something like that. So
I would imagine it'll just be working out how to do it best. But it'll be great to see AJ on TNA because he's about as original as you get.
So that lineup, what have we got so far? Did they add anything last night? Because I still have the old lineup, which is Frankie Kazarian versus Mike Santana, TNA title, and Leon Slater, Myron Reed for the X Division title.
That's all I know for sure. I'd have to check my notes to
make sure you don't spoil anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we have two matches. So for the AMC debut, we do know Frankie Kazarian, Mike Santana, TNA world title, which I presume is a title change. And Lance?
I don't know the finish, but I agree with you.
Okay. If Mike Santana wins that title and he gets cashed in on again, we need to get Tommy on the show for a long talk. Okay? This is the AMC debut, everybody. Don't start off with some heat thing. Come on. Let's do this. X Division champion Leon Slater, Myron Reed.
That'll be fantastic.
That should be great one way or the other. And that leads 2 days later to TNA Genesis. That's a January 17th pay-per-view. It'll be Leon Slater defending against Cedric and Moose in a three-way, or Myron Reed if he wins, obviously. But right now it is said to be Leon Slater. Mustafa Ali, who just re-signed with TNA, will be facing Elijah the Drifter. We got JDC versus Eddie Edwards in what is said to be JDC's retirement match, which apparently is. Apparently it is. Unless His wife lets him continue to work.
Yeah. Let's say it's currently a shoot.
God. This guy, that pay-per-view, Lance, what the heck happened on that pay-per-view? He threw his wife under the bus. I couldn't believe that promo. I was like, it was such an astonishing promo that I was like, it has to be an angle. Because he's like in tears. He's talking about how he got married and he promised his wife he wouldn't wrestle anymore. And, you know, he doesn't know what he's going to do. He doesn't want to stop wrestling. And then he goes, you know, man, if I win tonight, maybe she'll let me just go a little bit longer. I'm like, God, this got to be an ankle. And it turns out it's not.
No, he's got like a house renovation business or something. Geez. You follow him on social media.
Golly, I hope she's not watching. And then the Hardys against the Righteous. Vincent and Dutch is also on that show. Which brings up an interview, by the way, from Jeff Hardy, where he said that ever since the match with Dark State at Halloween Havoc, he's been working with a bulging disc in his neck. Two bulging discs on the left side of his neck.
What?
That's what he says. I've been dealing with an injury since we dropped the titles at NXT. I've actually got two bulging discs on the left side of my neck. It's definitely better than it was at first, but we've been slower for 2 months now. Naturally, that's a little stress creator for me, but I'm cleared. Maybe if they dropped those tag titles to Javon and Leon Slater, you wouldn't have ended up with two bulging discs in the neck. But
now, granted, depending on the degree of bulging that can be serious or not particularly serious, like I was diagnosed 20 years ago with four bulging discs in my lumbar, but they were minorly bulging, and I was told they wouldn't be a big problem, and they haven't been. So, again, I don't know how serious Jeff is, but hopefully he's all right.
Well, that's
also, it was announced that Joe Hendry will be at the pay-per-view.
Oh, he's going to be the pay-per-view?
That's what I saw on social media.
Good Lord, look at this guy. Well, it's going to be a big next week for TNA, and good thing we won't have you here because you're going out for it, so better get all your plugs in now, brother.
Well, I'm doing Impact Live on Thursday and the pay-per-view on Saturday, so if you want me on the phone, I might be able to do the show from my hotel room.
Well, maybe we'll figure that out since it's a big weekend.
I'm off on Friday.
Get some TNA stuff in. All right, we're going to head to a break here, everybody, so stick around. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. Oh, what did I do? Jeez.
What now?
It's just always one thing after another.
Maybe it's you.
Well, it is. All right, there we go. Letting people know about the show. Trying to retweet the tweet that the show's on the air. You know? In case you're out doing something and you somehow forget, even though it's on at the same time every single day. All right. Well, we got a lot of other news. The rollout of WWE premium live events on ESPN's straight-to-consumer streaming platform this past September was not without its critics. A rollout that has now brought about a class action lawsuit. First reported by Post Wrestling and Brandon Thurston, lawsuit filed Thursday in Connecticut's U.S. District Court accuses WWE of being deceptive in their marketing of the new union when claiming all ESPN subscribers would have access to WWE PLEs without an additional fee. Only WWE is named in the suit and not ESPN. The reason, Thurston surmised, was that, quote, by only suing WWE, the plaintiffs are trying to avoid the arbitration and class action waiver provisions that they note are in Disney's subscriber agreement. ESPN has previously stated they expect to eventually sign deals with all cable streaming adjacent providers that carry ESPN, which would give subscribers access to their new streaming platform at no additional cost. TKO head Mark Shapiro has also stated that is their expectation as well. As of this writing, this is not the case with several major providers. Plaintiffs are looking to represent any U.S.-based customers who were A, existing ESPN subscribers between August 6th prior to September 20th WrestlePalooza and who paid for ESPN's new service in that time frame. Those who are subscribers of DirecTV, Fubo, etc., ineligible for the lawsuit due to their ability to both authenticate. The lawsuit brought about by two consumers claims more than $5 million are at stake with eligible consumers getting a cut if they win the case. In the suit, it was estimated WWE content drove roughly 95 to 125,000 signups during the proposed class period. The next step is for WWE to respond legally. Do we have any lawyers listening right now? This is weird.
But, like, for each individual person, like, what are you out at worst? $30 a month? Like, your part of the settlement's going to be $120? How many months has it been? Like, I just don't see, we're suing you because I thought I'd get it for free and I had to pay $30.
Well, listen, I mean, to be fair, I will say this. They absolutely were deceptive. Well, yeah, they said if you get ESPN, you can get these shows. And that was not true.
Money.
I know. But my bigger issue is, why should they get any money? If you are told that you don't have to subscribe to anything to get these shows, if you have ESPN, like the channel ESPN, you can watch all these WWE events. Okay, that was deceptive. Or, I mean, I'm just going to say it was deceptive. I mean, they were like, that week, I don't even know if half the like commentators even knew how it worked. I mean, everyone just seemed confused. Okay, so fine. You said you don't have to pay for ESPN. Turns out you did. Okay. So what? You don't have to pay for ESPN. You weren't forced to pay for ESPN. I mean, I would think at best the ruling would be WWE needs to now make it clear that you have to pay for it. But they've already done that. It's like, I don't understand. This one is baffling to me. I mean, yeah, they were deceptive in how they worded it, but...
What were your damages?
Exactly. What were your damages? You were forced, like, you had no choice. You were held at gunpoint to pay.
Well, I can see if you argued, they promised me I'd get to watch it for free, and it cost me $30. I want my $30 back because they lied to me. But even still, it's like... $30.
Well, listen.
Class action lawsuit for $30.
If it were a situation where, in order to get, if let's say that they said ESPN Plus is free, if you're an ESPN subscriber, okay. Let's imagine that this was the argument. They said it's, if you're an ESPN subscriber, it's free, but in order to watch it for free, you have to input your credit card information, and then from there they actually charged you against your will $30. That's one thing. But if the argument is simply, we thought we would get it for free because that's what they indicated, but instead we didn't, and so we had to pay willingly.
You're clueless, though, Brian. There's also...
No!
But there has been stores, grocery stores, clothing stores, that there's an advertised price, and then you go to buy it, and you find out that the advertisement was wrong, and they have to honor that price. Because you misled consumers and get them to your store or whatever to buy the product at a price you're not actually offering it as. So there will be precedents, but again, it's just, to me, it's like, okay, they got to give you $30 back. Why are you having a class action lawsuit? So again, several hundred thousand people can get $30 to $60 and then the lawyers take a cut. It's like, it just seems like a waste of time to me.
I would presume this goes nowhere, but we shall see. Now, if you have Cox Cable, you do get ESPN Plus as part of your subscription.
I thought it was ESPN something else.
ESPN Unlimited. This whole thing is just like, it's called ESPN Unlimited, but you have to go to ESPN Plus. Like, it's anyway, they sent out an email, and if you have a paid subscription to Cox TV Preferred or a higher tier, you now have access to ESPN Unlimited, no additional cost. This includes the linear network's ESPN Plus, which they say is the streaming home of WWE PLEs. Oh, my God.
Everybody should have just listened to Stephanie on her podcast.
Yeah, you should have just got that VPN like she suggested. To access, simply say ESPN app on your Contour voice remote. They've actually got all the information about how you can do it here. But so you can add Cox Cable to those that now get ESPN Unlimited at no extra cost. We have this story. WWE's creative team has undergone a mild shakeup. Dave in the Observer noted that Ryan Ward has received, quote, a little push, while SmackDown co-head writers John Swicata and Road Dogg have received a little push down. So he says, this is the current breakdown of WWE creative. Paul Levesque drives a show. Bruce Pritchard and Ed Koski weigh in on creative, but they also handle the company-wide distribution of information. Ryan Ward is in charge of handling all the creative pitches to Levesque. Jonathan Beckstrom and Alexander Williams are the co-lead writers of Raw. John Swicata and Brian James, Road Dogg, are the co-lead writers of SmackDown. Ward has been picking up a lot of slack on SmackDown. William Regal and Michael Hayes are also involved. Nothing has really changed in the last few months on there, except there were issues with SmackDown creative that have said to have been improved. But it was said to be a minimal shakeup. Basically, a little push up for Ward, a little push down for Swicata and James. Well, I know this. I watched that 3-hour SmackDown, and God, that show sucked. This was last year. And they moved back to 2 hours, and it still sucked for a few months. But the last couple of months of SmackDown have actually been significantly better. And it was the first episode, and it was a big, you know, they had a lot of big matches and debuts and new faces. But the 3-hour SmackDown last Saturday wasn't bad. So hopefully whatever shakeup they've made to SmackDown just makes the 3-hour show watchable. And it was absolutely unwatchable last year at this time. So that jives with what I've seen. No watchable. Mention of NXT, which needs a shakeup more than anything.
Watchable is always a plus.
Show sucks. NXT show, God. Jiminy Christmas. I had a guy on Twitter. He's actually a subscriber. He was nice about his tweet. But he goes, I got to love and respect Dave and Brian, but calm down. I understand it's your show, but man, hella biased. But I agree on so many points. Like, so wait, we're biased, but how you agree on all these points about how horrible this show is? Well, you had three Lances all of a sudden, or two Lances. That was weird. Anyway, that's that. Hopefully they fix NXT. I'm so glad I finished that Brian and Vinny show last night and ranted and raved and screamed and swore up and down. Because now it's like over. I'm done for the week. Now I just wait till next Tuesday to get mad again. A lot of other stuff we can talk about this
weekend.
Oh, you'll
find something to be mad about.
Come on. I will, but I don't have to talk about that show anymore. I'm finished with it.
You get mad over what elevator you use at the old folks' home.
I don't get... Actually, it was Granny that got mad. I was like, what's wrong with this elevator? She tried to tell me that nobody went into the other elevator at the old folks' home just because it's down the hall. Like, what? It's like, everyone's in all the elevators. WWE. People in WWE think very highly of Hobbs. He did not mention any names, but I know names that are very high on all Hobbs. And I don't know when his contract comes due. He's been with the company for 5 years. I presume at some point he re-signed. Maybe he had a 3-year deal and did another 3-year deal, so maybe next year it's up, but or later on this year. But I've always been high on a Hobbs as well. Thought he was another underutilized guy. You know how many underutilized wrestlers there are in wrestling? Like, there's so many of them. But I guess that's...
He had some injury time off, too, so who knows when his contract is up.
He had a little bit of time off, yeah. What did he do? That Moxley match where he, like, forget what he did.
Didn't he do his knee?
His quad or knee or something like that. I think it was his knee. Yeah. All right, we got more news after the break, and we will be taking text messages. So send your text messages, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. 6-6. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, He'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. So, Shota Umino has re-signed with New Japan. This is the time of year, for those of you unaware, that New Japan, not everybody, but a lot of guys, every January they sign one-year deals, which I've never understood, because every January, all of a sudden, it's like, who's staying, who's going? We got to figure this year out. And I think it would be better if this happened throughout the year. But a lot of contracts coming due. There will be people leaving. We've already seen some. And Shota Umino, however, is staying. His beloved family is New Japan Pro Wrestling alone. So that's very nice. Bruce Pritchard. I just want to mention this very quickly. He was asked about PLEs and why there's sometimes only four or five matches. What?
The statement I find funny.
He says, I go back and watch. 10 matches on a card is hard to watch. When you look at the presentation, you put so many things in a 10-match card at the end of the night, what do you even remember? You're most likely going to remember the main event, the last match on the card. But there may have been an angle in the third match and a great match, but you've forgotten because you've seen so much other stuff, good, bad, and different. I think less is more. And he says, sometimes you have to battle that demon, Av. We have to get more people on this. The PLE streaming aspect of the business has changed completely. A, talent is not paid on pay-per-views because there are no pay-per-view buys. There is no time allotment. You can give an hour, you can give them 5 hours, whatever. They don't really want more than 3 hours. It's a different time, a different way people consume. I need my Mania moment. You have a moment next month in the main event. I want to be on WrestleMania. Where? It's going to get lost here, and you're doing this there. So anyway, his argument is that 10 is too many on a pay-per-view.
And the part that I find humorous is the statement of, we do 4 or 5 because 10's too many.
Yeah.
Like, what about 6, 7, 8? Like,
yeah, it's what about just, a normal show?
It's the standard absolutes that, well, we can't do 10. It's terrible. So we'll do 4. Okay.
I think that yesterday Dave was arguing, like, all day with people about this topic. And it was, I did not get involved.
Okay. It's the downtime between matches that I find infuriating.
Well, here's the thing. His argument was that there have been many long shows that have been great. Therefore, long shows are fine. And, you know, the people that argued that were like, you know, I don't like these long shows. So anyway, my issue with the whole argument back and forth was everybody arguing about it was trying to say objectively that long or short is better, okay? There is no objectively. Listen, the Tokyo Dome show was really, really long, okay? When the thing was over, I was like, man, especially the last 3 matches, that turned into a great show, okay? I've seen many AEW pay-per-views that they go 4.5, 5 hours, and it's like one incredible match after another. And when it's over, it's like, that was a great show. But I personally, subjectively, still think it's too long. I don't care if it's a great 5-hour show. A show can still be too long at 5 hours. Well, and it's an opinion. That's the important thing. It's an opinion. Bruce's opinion and the WWE opinion is that 10 out of 10 matches is too many. Fine, okay? But I think that, and this is my subjective opinion, and I'm sure you have the same because you work for TNA, I think personally, that having 7 or 8 matches in a 3.5-hour show and not having hours of downtime in between each match is the best way. Because you can argue whatever you want about how there have been great. You want to know what one of the best WWE shows of all time was? That Calgary Stampede. 4 matches. Okay? I've also seen AEW pay-per-views that were absolutely incredible that had 10 matches and went 4.5, 5 hours. That doesn't mean that either of them is objectively the best. I think that for most fans, 3.5 hours, 6 to 8 matches is probably your best bet.
I think the thing that people overlook in this discussion, too, is that 5-hour shows, let's just say, especially with pre-show, is murder for those who attend live. Like driving to a place, getting parking, showing up early, getting some merch, sitting down, and catching that show, and then getting out of the building, going home, it's like an 8-hour day. And I think if you're company is struggling with ticket sales, maybe not burning out your audience with 8-hour live events if you show up live might be a good idea. And if you keep it to a 3.5 hours, it's like it's only a 5-hour adventure to leave your house and catch the show and go home, and maybe you'd be more apt to buy a ticket and go again, where I would think if I did an 8-hour live experience to get there and watch the show, I might be thinking next time, it's like, man, that was long. I'll just stay home and watch it on pay-per-view. I don't want to add the extra 2 hours of travel and parking.
I think that the smartest thing to do is, instead of looking at your own opinion of whether a show should be long or short, you should just look at the reaction of fans. I mean, whatever you want to say about how great 6-hour shows are, the crowd's always burned out at the end. And almost never will you see a 3.5-hour show where the fans are burned out at the end or halfway through. Although you will see WWE shows with 4 matches where the fans are burned out because there was a 45 minutes between each match and they're just exhausted. So I think we should look at what's best for fans.
That's always good. Customer is always right.
No, actually they're not.
They're not always, they're but not that's, always right. That's the slogan.
That I can tell you from experience. All right, somebody brought this up. I don't want to talk about this because I know it was done to get me to talk about it. But I do have to acknowledge this Jeff Jarrett interview where Conrad Thompson told Jeff Jarrett that he knew for a fact that the reason that Jeff Jarrett's journey towards the AEW championship got canned was specifically because of me. I was responsible for ending
that. You got stroked, kid.
I know it, he says. Or I know for a fact. I can't remember what he said, but he was like certain about it. Listen, Conrad, thank you for giving me that kind of power. But 100%, I had nothing to do with that. Absolutely. What are you talking about? I have absolutely zero power. And actually, you know, if you go online, now that this thing is out, everyone's like thanking me. Dude, I didn't have anything to do with this whatsoever.
Well, to be fair, it is possible that Tony heard one of your complaints or pointing out why you didn't like it. And he went, you know what? I agree with Brian, and killed it.
Okay, that's still not me. Well, I didn't do it. I didn't tell anybody to do anything.
It still puts you in the process into how it fell apart.
Come on.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying.
Stupid.
You might have had 2% of the reason behind it.
Listen, I'd love to come on here and say that I influence all these wrestling shows in positive or negative ways. I don't. I mean, come on. If you're mad or you're happy that the Jeff Jarrett journey towards a world title got axed, there's exactly one guy who you should be blaming, and it's Tony Khan. Or thanking, however you look at it. It's not me. It's not Dave. I don't know how many times I have to explain this. This guy is going to do whatever he wants to do. You think he's going to be influenced by me or Dave?
I love that you have to campaign to convince people you have no power.
Well, geez, for crying out loud. They went on for like 15 minutes or something about how I influenced the... It's like, what are you talking about? Did I think it was going to be a great idea for Jeff Jarrett to go on a six-month journey over the world title? I didn't think it was a great idea. I don't have a problem with Jeff Jarrett. I like Jeff Jarrett. But to say it's all my fault that that thing went under was just like, come on. Ridiculous. If people, listen, if anybody in wrestling wants to listen to me, I want to be the people that are booking NXT. I don't care about anything else. Like, come on. What do we have in the text message bin? Maybe that'll cheer me up after that stupidity.
Is Brian ruins Jeff Jarrett's career trending yet?
Yeah, Brian ruined Jeff Jarrett's career. God. Let me tell you something. I was probably one of the nicer people in regards to that promo and angle. You want to talk about people that really didn't like it? Go online.
Actually, you generally, I believe, put over the Jarrett matches. You enjoyed them.
It was yeah.
A change of pace.
Yes. When he was out there with the... basically the Psycho Circus, the Oddities. He had all those. Anyway. All right. Do you think AEW will try to strap the old Rock into Hobbs, or will he vanish when his contract runs up? Seems like people leave because they're not pushed enough, or they're not pushed enough because they're presumed to be leaving. Well, hey, you think I influenced Tony Khan? How many frickin' times have I said, if you think somebody like a Chris Jericho is not going to re-sign when his contract is up, then your best bet is to put him on TV, give him a modicum of credibility, and then have people beat him on the way out. Instead, and he's done this with countless guys, if he thinks they're not re-signing, they're just off TV for like 6 months, 8 months. It's like you sign them to a 3-year deal, and you only got 2 years and 2 months out of them. Because the last 10 months you had to ice them because you figured they were leaving. What is the benefit of that? I mean, everyone's talking about John Cena's loss and this and that and the old... You know what? Yes, when you're leaving a territory to go to another territory, yes, you should put some people over on the way out. Can anyone remember Jericho's last AEW match?
Nope.
I remember that, like, he told the Learning Tree that he had to go for a while. Like, that's the last I remember from him. Did he put over a Hobbs? Did he put over? No. Same thing with, you know, Ricky Starks when he figured out he just vanished off the face of the earth. I mean, it's over and over again. So if Tony believes that Hobbs is leaving, then my guess is, like, 8 months before his deal is up, he'll just take him off TV completely. I don't know what good it does. You know, people like to claim out of sight, out of mind. It'll hurt his... No, it's not. Like, people aren't going to forget. How long has Britt Baker been off television?
God. Year two?
Year two or whatever?
Like, she's made one or two appearances.
You're telling me that if Britt Baker showed up at a WWE show in Pittsburgh, she would be met with silence? The place would go absolutely nuts. No matter where she showed up, people don't forget somebody because they've been off TV for 8 months. If anything, taking somebody off TV for 8 months makes them a bigger star. If you're really worried about someone leaving, ba-bump, 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 beat him by this guy. Sammy Guevara beats Chris Jericho. Whoever. Make some stars.
I would imagine Tony's side of it is he has a gigantic locker room full of people who want and need television time. So if someone is here long term, I will give them television time, and those who are leaving, I won't. I'm not disagreeing with your stance. I think big stars could do a couple jobs on the way out, but I would imagine he's just, I've got so many people that want TV time, I'll give it to those who are staying.
All right, we're going to break. Everybody back in a moment. Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We had a comment that, well, you know, you run these 4 to 5 match shows, people might not feel like they're getting their money's worth. And my argument is that WWE has been running 4 to 5 match shows for years now. I actually just randomly chose a show. 2023... Elimination Chamber was a 5-match show.
Well, yeah, but that was Peacock. If you don't have access, it's now $30.
What? No, I'm talking about like buying tickets to the show. Why would I buy tickets to a show where I'm going to only have 5 matches? You know, we're looking at, and I even go back past 2023. I could probably go back to 2022.
Well, didn't they have also pre-show matches at that point? Like, if you
no,
go
there was
live,
no pre-show match.
Only 4
there were just
matches?
5 matches on the show. Yeah,
no, 5's not too bad.
So anyway, like the point is, you know, it's been years now, and you put a WWE pay-per-view tickets on sale, and those things are selling immediately for gigantic prices.
Yeah, they're not struggling with ticket sales.
So nobody is you know, going to that 4-match show, 5-match show, and thinking I didn't get my money's worth, you know. And the counter argument is, if really, I mean, look at AEW pay-per-views. They're doing like, if you get the pre-show, they're doing like 14 matches per show. And it's not like their ticket prices are anywhere near what WWE ticket prices are. And, you know, they're not doing 15, 17,000 people for the pay-per-views. So, you know, what fans want is to go to a pay-per-view experience and see the big stars. Would it be better if there were more than 4 matches? Well, of course. But 4 or 5 matches, if the 4 or 5 matches involve 10 or 12 of your absolute biggest stars – and your fans get to see these big matches, then they feel like they got their money's worth. So, I mean, that's just how it works.
Gotta save some of those big matches for TV.
Yeah, theory is great. Maybe not Austin Theory. But anyway, theories are great, but...
Damn.
That was another one. There was a video...
Just caught us straight.
I actually think it might
Austin
have been
theory.
The same... I think it might have been the same Conrad. It was like, Brian Alvarez's thoughts on Austin Theory are disgraceful. Disgraceful. That is a very serious word. Disgraceful. I don't know if anything I said was disgraceful. But anyway, we got to go, everybody. Hope that was a fun Friday for you guys as well. I'll see you later on this weekend. We got the Brian and Vinny Show, Wrestling Observer Radio, lots of fun stuff. Sign up today. Don't miss out. 84 of these every month. That's right. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.